Apocalypse and Avocados.
Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados, the podcast where we survive millennial chaos one avocado toast at a time. Today we're diving headfirst into the subscription spiral, the wild, never-ending money pit, where every app, show, and even your damn weather forecast wants a monthly feel. Remember when you could just buy something once and own it? Yeah, me neither. Now I'm basically renting my entire life. Streaming services? Check. Fitness apps? Check. The recipe site I used once? Surprise! It's behind a paywall now. So buckle up, grab your overpriced avocado toast, and let's rant about why we're paying more and getting less, and why it feels like the universe is just laughing at our bank accounts. Welcome back, Tomb Scrollers. I'm here with Carissa and Sean.
Hello.
What's up?
And we're obviously going to be talking about subscriptions today and why we're paying more and getting less. So I guess I'll start because there's one thing that's really fucking frustrating for me. You know how when you're watching Prime Video, you pay for Prime, and then all of a sudden you're watching a Prime original and there's a fucking commercial. Like, you're paying for the subscription, so you don't have the fucking commercial. Does that irritate anybody else?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that you said that. That was the first thing that I was going to say because I'm so irritated with that.
It's ridiculous. Why are you paying the extra money? And then they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to get one commercial at the end and one commercial at the beginning, and I hope you're okay with that. And then there's three more in the middle of the fucking episode.
Yeah. And then it's... sometimes it's for 4 minutes and sometimes it's for a minute and a half. And listen, just show them all to me at once. Do it like they do in the movie theater. Give me all of your commercials at one time and have it be done. Let me just enjoy my show or my movie after that.
I hate it so much. I watch all the Queen's Men faithfully. I know it's terrible acting. Please don't judge me for that. I just find it entertaining, but... watching that, I started watching it recently because the last season came out the end of 2024. And that's how I found out that there were actually commercials. And I said, what the fuck is this? Why do I pay all this money for this subscription if I'm going to have commercials? I pay for this so I don't have to watch a commercial. If I wanted to watch a commercial, I'd pay for cable.
Yeah, and it's always something random too, like car insurance commercial with the limu emu bullshit. Drives you nuts. I don't know how I can describe the rage I feel when the fucking commercial comes on.
I feel like I know that commercial by heart. And you know what makes me so annoyed in that commercial? When he's talking to the baby and he says, it's pronounced Bibberty.
Yes.
Fuck right off.
It's ridiculous. We shouldn't be paying for that. And well, you're paying specifically not to have that. So it shouldn't, I don't care. You can't squeeze one or two commercials in, and I don't want your fucking car insurance because that's overpriced as well.
Keep your emu.
Yeah,
the keep emu's kind of cool. I like animals.
Give me your emu eggs because you only need one. I think it's like, what, 26?
It's a lot. I'm not going to look that one up.
I'm not looking it up. It's a lot more than a chicken egg. I'm
looking it up.
I'll look it up.
Sean's going to look it up for us.
I mean, with the price of fucking eggs right now.
Might as well get an emu egg, right?
Yeah. The only one I really have an issue with, and I know we're going off topic, but I don't really care. You know, this is brand. Anyway, the ostrich egg. I have a real problem with people that eat the ostrich egg because how long did it take that fucking ostrich to get it? It's not like a chicken. Like, chickens lay every single day. The ostrich lays what? Twice a year.
I didn't know that.
Do you want me to look that up too?
No, I'm just like talking out my ass right now. I'm just assuming that they lay once or twice a year because it's so big and it's not like they're not chicken.
Imagine if you had to shit like that and it was like once or twice a year and it was just massive.
Once or twice a day over here.
Oh, sorry, my brain just went there.
Want to know about your emu eggs?
What? Oh, yeah, tell us.
One emu egg is roughly equal to 8 to 12 chicken eggs, depending on the size of the eggs. Typical emu egg weighs about 1 to 1.4 pounds.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a big egg.
It's a lot of protein.
So if you're substituting in a recipe, use 9 or 10 chicken eggs for one emu egg. To get the most accurate match in volume and weight. I don't know what recipe is calling for that many eggs.
I don't either.
I don't know. It's probably something from Portugal. A lot of eggs in their stuff.
We can't afford it anyway. I mean, let's be honest.
Can you imagine what they charge for one? Like, they charge $8 a dozen here now. So one emu egg is what? A kidney?
Yeah, basically.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Or your right arm.
But yeah, I think that it's ridiculous. We're paying all this money for these subscriptions so that we don't have to see these commercials. We don't have to have shit pushed upon us. And then we're getting them. But also, why the fuck are we paying for our weather app now? Why are we paying for news? Why do we have these freaking apps that we now have to pay for? Like, you paid $1,200 for the fucking phone. Those should come with it.
I agree. Or even not even just a weather app or like your fitness app where you track your food. And it's like, if you want to be able to scan the barcode to make your life a little bit easier, you got to pay like $5.99 a month or something like that. And I'm like, it's really not that serious. I can just look it up. And if the nutrition facts aren't matching up with what I've looked up, then I'm just going to look at the back of the box.
They just want you to be a fat fuck forever.
Yeah, that is another thing, too.
Sean, you look like you're pondering something over there.
You want to know how much an emu egg costs?
Yes.
We're still stuck on the emu egg?
We are.
Oh, because all of the... I have three listings here. These all seem like they're for emu eggs to be hatched. This one seems like it's for an emu egg to eat. So I'm assuming that this one is not fertilized. $99.99. Meanwhile, you can get the egg for hatching for as little as $18.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm very confused. Why is one $99.99 and the other one's $18?
I don't know.
Inflation.
This one's from a hatchery, so it's clearly for hatching, right? And the other one is from Exotic Meat Market, so that must be for eating.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That does make sense, if one's for eating and one's for actually hatching and creating more emus.
Yeah, but then this other hatchery, it's like $50. We need to get some unified prices on things.
I agree. I don't understand why there's different prices for emu eggs.
Me either.
They're like, it sounds like they're like gold.
Oh, he also wanted to know how often an ostrich lays an egg.
I mean, I don't really need to know that. I was just assuming that they laid twice a year just because of the size of the fucking bird.
If it's twice a year, I mean, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I should get like a fortune teller or something at that point.
Oh, are you paying for Animal Planet? Do you have that subscription as well?
I probably am. You have no idea what you have. Like, it just keeps deducting from the bank account. It's like, when did I watch porn? I'm just saying.
An ostrich hen typically lays eggs during the breeding season, which varies by region, but often runs from spring through late summer. One egg every 1 to 2 days during peak laying season.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
A clutch usually contains 12 to 18 eggs. Over the season, a single female can lay 40 to 100 eggs.
Okay. Wow. I take it back. Eat as many ostrich eggs as you want. Bitches are stretched out.
It says here, in managed or commercial settings with controlled breeding conditions, some hens can lay, hens can lay even more. Interesting.
She's already at the brim, like maxed out. That rubber band ain't stretching back. She doesn't need to lay any more fucking eggs.
You can put her on Grindr.
Yeah.
She needs a subscription for that now, too.
Yeah. They have
a... Really? You have to pay for that?
I mean, you can have a free account, but someone looks at your profile, you don't know who it is.
It's like blurred out. You can't see them.
What the fuck is the point of that? Oh, man. Everything to make a dollar.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
$30.
$30.
In reality, what they did was they added features like, oh, if you pay for it and someone looks at your profile, we'll show you who it was. And you know gays, they're like, I'm fucking nosy. I need to know who's looking at me. So, of course.
I definitely want to know who's looking at me. I'd pay for it, too.
Yeah, and you have to pay for it to, like, see a further radius around you.
Oh, so you have to pay for the location and surface area and everything. And that's some.
Yeah, and you get to, like, they call it traveling, where you can pick up and put your dot somewhere else so you can see how many hoes are in that area.
So you have to pay for that too.
No, that's actually part of the subscription.
I think I think on the regular one, you maybe get to talk to 5 people if you move your dot.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
They're controlling your hoism now,
mm-hmm.
apparently.
The whole economy.
No wonder they go and for like gaping when they're like in one area. They're like, yeah, just stretch me the fuck out.
Because, gotta get it all while I can.
Yeah. I don't pay for this subscription this month.
I have to take a month off, so.
Oh my God.
These things are like crazy. Like you have to pay for those apps. You have to pay for ones where it's just like friends. You want to meet up. You want to make friends that have the similar interests, like biking or hiking or something. But yeah, you pay $50 a month and you can meet friends further away.
This sounds like prostitution, this rate.
Basically.
Well, you're going to have to prostitute yourself to pay for your apps.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Yep. And then you have all of these people that are like charging subscriptions to watch them on frigging gaming and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. The Discord.
Yeah, I mean, we have a Discord too, but it's for different reasons. I can't pay to watch somebody play a video game.
I can't either. I want to play the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or if I'm going to watch somebody play the game, I'm going to my friend's house and watching them play so that I can participate too. Yeah. At least that's how we grew up.
Yeah, and then they give you like gifts and stuff. Okay, I get it that they equate to money. Like when you're on a live stream and somebody's giving you little gifts and stuff or whatever, the glass dildos, whatever emojis come up. I don't know. I don't go on live streaming.
Diamond Maybe. Butt plug.
Diamond butt plug. That's worth $100,000. I don't know. I don't know what the little gifts are, but I think that we've taken it too far.
Yeah.
Way too far.
I agree. It seems like there's a price tag for everything nowadays.
Yeah, there's a subscription for Facebook too, isn't there?
There is, that for certain things you have to pay for, yes.
Well, I got a message from Facebook today telling me that we should really consider paying a monthly fee to verify our page. And I thought to myself, go fuck yourself.
I know who I am. Yeah. I know who I'm working with. Verified.
Right.
You think I need to be verified? Give me that little check mark. I don't need to pay you to verify me. No.
What about paying to boost posts?
Okay. I can understand that when you're like, you're an influencer or something and you want to expand your reach.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that. But people that are just doing it to become influencers is not really, I think it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. I hear that. I wouldn't pay for it. They offer it to me on Instagram all the time because my personal Instagram is a public page that I originally created for fitness. However, my fitness content has transitioned to podcast content. but don't worry, I'll bring it back. But anyway, they're all the time, they're encouraging me to boost posts and boost this and that and the other thing. And I don't really want to boost a selfie I took of myself with sunglasses out in the sun the other day. I mean, what's the purpose of that?
I don't know. So people can be jealous of your sunglasses or that you have like a latte in the background or something. And it's just like someone picking their nose too in the car. You're boosting it, their fame too. And then you have like the internet sleuths that are like, woman picking nose in car behind fitness influencer. Let's see if we can locate her. There's literally a TikToker that does this.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I think I've sent him to you before.
Yeah, he finds you where you take a picture and he finds you wherever you are on Earth.
People will actually pay him to do it. They'll like pay him so much money to take their picture that they're sending in and locate where they are. And I've seen him do it. He really does find the exact location that they took the picture in.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, without actually going there. He just does it on the internet.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So you just paid somebody to tell everybody where you are right now.
You paid for people to stalk you.
Maybe that's the thing. They have a fetish.
They could.
Yeah, follow me in a dark alley.
Hey, some people might be into it. Not me. Don't follow me in a dark alley, please.
Well, they have a site for that. For fetishes. It's called FetLife.
Oh, I thought you meant for people to be followed in a dark alley. I was like, I am not surprised.
It could be a fetish, honestly.
Yeah, they have a site called FetLife that's all about like fetishes and quirks, and I've seen things I don't want to see. Let's just put it that way.
Things you can't unsee.
I can't unsee. Yes.
Is there a subscription for it?
There is. Yep. Of course. Absolutely. You have to pay for it.
She's like, I had to cancel that right away so I didn't get charged again.
Right.
Well, you also have the weather one. That's ridiculous. Like, you're paying for the weather. Just fucking go outside.
Right.
Unless you're disabled and you can't physically go outside, fucking Karen Smith that shit. It's already raining, touching your boobs or something. You can see the fucking weather. Why would you pay to have a weather app?
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous to me.
Yeah, they're constantly trying to get me to pay for it. Every time I open it up to read one of their, like, or view one of the videos that they've sent me, it's like, we have a premium subscription. I don't fucking care. Care that you have a premium subscription. Okay, the only thing I go in here to find out is if it's raining or what the temperature is going to be. I don't need to know anything else. I don't need to know the humidity. Don't need barometric readings or whatever else you're going to give me here.
How much wind is blowing up your ass?
Or which, exactly. Or which direction?
Which direction you have to go outside so you can air dry? Face southwest.
Oh my god.
Dry winds. Guaranteed to dry your asshole.
Can we talk about something with subscriptions though? What about when you see the charge come through or like the receipt and it's like Apple bill, whatever.
Yeah.
You immediately think to yourself, what the fuck did I get charged for now?
Oh, yeah.
Then you remember, oh, yeah, you did sign up for that.
Yeah, you get so pissed at it. What was this $9.99 charge?
Yep. And then you go in, paying this for the last 15 months.
It was a one-time subscription.
I guess I forgot to cancel that free trial.
That happens more often than not. Have you seen those TikToks where they talk about how people have multiple like Netflix accounts and Hulu accounts because they forget that they signed up for it and the things are just being drawn from their bank accounts?
Yeah, now you need a subscription to find out how many subscriptions you have.
Yes. Exactly.
It's ridiculous. It's gotten to that point though. And it's, I don't know how they're even allowed to do stuff like this.
I don't either. Because remember when we were kids, we would just go to Blockbuster.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I remember Blockbuster.
Well, that's the millennial in us. We grew up with Blockbuster. We would remember Friday nights would be our thing.
I was going to say, that's what I did on Friday nights.
You go rent a movie or a video game.
Or both.
Or both. If you were lucky. Yeah. Get some popcorn, go back to the house, chill, play video games, watch a movie. Stay up all night because you had to bring that game back the next day.
Yep.
Yeah, and we literally have the younger generation that does not even know what a VCR tape is, let alone a VCR. We were watching a show where they found the VCR tape and they're like, I don't know how to play this. And
oh,
then
wow.
The other person is like, oh, I think my grandmother has something to play that in her room.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I saw that show.
We are not that fucking old. Like, it's not that old of technology. Imagine what they would do with a floppy disk.
Oh, my God. Or CD. Remember CDs?
Oh, my God. So many things have changed.
Or cassette tapes.
I was going to say, do you think they know about cassette tapes?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's not many that know about cassette tapes. There's a few, but not many.
Do you guys remember when Home Alone 2 came out and that, like, recorder thing that he had was all the rage?
Yeah,
everybody wanted that. I had one. I don't know what happened to it. I had one. I had to beg for it, but I got one. Oh my God, I love that thing. I used to think I was so cool going around recording people and then like rewinding it like he would do.
Yep. I did the same thing.
Fucking thing on the face of the earth.
I had one of those too, and I remember doing the same exact thing or stealing. Well, mom and dad used to get pissed about this. I used to take the tapes out of the answering machine to put into my recorder when I ran out of space on my other tapes.
Ursa, what's an answering machine? You want to explain that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, an answering machine. We didn't have caller ID back then.
Do you remember when that was a subscription?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I guess the subscription thing's been around, but now when they have to track, like when you're ovulating, you have to pay.
Yeah, you have to pay to know when you can have a kid. I mean, it's ridiculous.
How does that work? Like, they're going to have to pay for a pregnancy test on your phone now. You're going to piss on the screen and shit. You're pregnant. That's how you're going to do it. There's not going to be any more of those pregnancy tests at the frigging the pharmacy.
People's phones are going to smell terrible.
It's self-cleaning.
Doesn't mean it's not going to smell like piss.
It's going to have a UV light subscription that you have to clean your phone.
Add those subscriptions up. Maybe you can bundle them.
No, they don't bundle them. I mean, like with Disney, they do with some of the other ones.
But, the only one, I think, yeah, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You even have to pay to watch fucking ESPN, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but the thing is with the bundles, like there's always some stipulation on it. Like you can have these three programs for this price, but you have to have commercials. You can't have all three of them without commercials. Or like you can have HBO, Disney, and Hulu, but you can't have ESPN with that. You have to get rid of HBO and to have ESPN or something. It's just, it's annoying. It's really annoying.
It is annoying. I agree. Even my cell phone plan, which I don't have it anymore. I changed my cell phone plan recently, but in the past, I had a bundle with my cell phone plan so I could have HBO Max. And then I'm telling mom that, oh, I got HBO Max. This is so exciting. It comes with my cell phone plan. Take advantage. And she's like, Peter and Sean already share that with me. I felt so stupid.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, that's a great thing to bring up, too, password sharing. Like, who... And this is for our listeners, too. Like, if this is something you want to chime in on our socials or something, who does password sharing? Do you guys think that it's something that, like, needs to be allowed because of all the subscriptions that we have these days?
Right. I agree. I think it is something that needs to be allowed. I think it's ridiculous that they don't want you to do it. I mean, I can understand why they want to make money, but... At the end of the day, like they should let you share with a certain number of people. And after that, then, okay, no, you can't share it anymore. So-and-so has to get their own subscription.
Well, there's a subscription for that.
Of course there is.
I'm sure there's an app that you have to pay for so that you can have more friends. That's it. Like, this is ridiculous. Sorry. Continue.
I feel like you had something more to say, but you cut yourself off.
Yeah, I don't want to get canceled again.
I'll just do it.
Just do it.
No, I'm already canceled. I canceled my cancel.
What about music apps?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even own anything anymore. Like, you back in the day, let's throw it back. It's not even that far away because now everyone thinks that we're fucking old. Back in like a few years ago, like a decade or so, we used to have iTunes used to allow you to buy music, and you would buy them as like $1.99 a song, and you would own them. You'd own them for life. But now you pay, surprise, a subscription, and you never own the song. Like you rent it. You're renting all of your songs, all your music. I mean, it's great. You can find the stuff that you couldn't find before. You'd have to find a CD and then rip it to the computer and then put it on your phone. But now you can find all that music, but you're never going to own it. That sucks. You shouldn't have to rent your life.
It's true. Yeah, you don't own it. I remember when this, now I'm really going to age myself. I used to listen to Jam 94.5 all the time, and there were certain songs that I liked that they played at, I forget if it was like the traffic, 6 p.m. traffic jam or whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
And they would play continuous music with no commercials.
Yeah.
And that's when you would take a blank cassette and put it into your radio. Now, see, I'm really aging myself. And you would record that music for all that time. And then you'd be like, yeah, now I can listen to this in my Walkman or whatever.
Yep.
It's so funny. I used to do that for the school bus. Because the bus driver we had in middle school would let us bring mixtapes on and she would play them. I would always do that. Like, and everyone would tell me what songs they wanted. I'd go home and I would wait for them to come on and I'd record them.
That's what we did for camp. Remember, for the school bus too?
Yeah, that was the only time we got to do that. My school bus, when I was riding at home, the guy would like call you an asshole or something and sit down.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, he was not a good guy. He didn't want to play your fucking music. He would honestly, if you wouldn't sit down, like even if you're talking to your friends, he would circle back and bring you right back to the school and wait until you sat down.
Oh, wow.
I remember you said that.
No, our bus driver was, she was relatively young for what you normally think of when you think of bus drivers. So yeah, maybe that had something to do with it.
Stranger danger. She was trying to diddle you.
No, not at all.
That's what it sounds like.
No.
She was trying to get your little weenus.
Oh my God.
The meat and two veg. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, you rent music. Now you pay for all of these streaming apps for music. And we're not going to name any because you can just find us on every single one.
Yeah. For
make sure you subscribe.
Yes.
Like and subscribe.
Subscribe, follow.
Tell your friends, your therapist, your dog.
Yeah. Bring us to hotter climates, please. But yeah, you rent all of this stuff. And then you have subscriptions to manage all of the subscriptions that you have. Like you have the one that closes out all of your apps so you can maximize the storage on your phone.
Oh, that's, I did hear about that. I probably should get that. I'm really always bad at it.
I'm always tempted to get that one. And I'm like, oh, don't need another fucking subscription.
Yeah, you can't. If you honestly, you scroll through now, we probably pay like $150 in subscriptions a month. Just to watch TV.
I believe it.
Yeah, for real. We have a subscription to like everything.
Yeah, because it was cheaper than cable at one point.
But you know what's funny is we remember they used to have magazine subscriptions. They would get you at like Best Buy or something.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah. Oh yeah, you can get like 12 months free. Little did they know, you know, we had their credit card and whatever. And we're signing up and they got to cancel after the free trial. But people would get pissed about that. And now people are just like, they don't even look at their bank accounts and they have 20,000 subscriptions and they're just paying them.
I used to work for a health supplement company and people would sign up for deliveries on subscription. And there would be people who would call in and be like, I just realized that I've been being charged for 2 years for this. You just realized that you've been being charged for 2 years?
You don't need the fucking money.
Right.
I wish I had that kind of money to just not realize that I'd been getting 2 years worth of charges.
That's like some people, when I worked at Planet Fitness, they would have 3 or 4 Planet Fitness memberships at the same location because they forgot about the old one and they're still paying all of them.
One for each personality.
Yeah, I guess so.
One for each ass cheek. It's absolutely absurd. Yeah, you do. You don't need the fucking money if you realize years down the road. Like, we panic when we get one charge. You start to panic after you've gotten 24. We see the $30 come out of the account, and we're like, what the fuck is this? Oh, wait. That's so we can brush our teeth. Remind you to take your pills.
And you have to worry if that charge is going to make you go into overdraft.
Oh my God, yeah.
That is the worst feeling.
I think another really awful one is when you forget that charge is happening on a certain day and you're like, shit, something else going to go cause me to overdraft now? Like, I forgot about that charge.
You know what one gets me every year? The PlayStation one. Every fucking year, the $85. And I'm like, thank God there's money in the account. You know what I mean? Because I do actually check my account, but I forget about it every year.
Yeah, no, I can't say that I've had it happen where it's like it's taken all my money away in a long time. But like I have, especially this year, had so many situations where I've started one of those free trials for a week or 2 weeks, a month, whatever it is, and then fucking forget about it. And I get charged and you write in, try and get them to refund it because you didn't expect to have it. And sometimes they say, sure. Other times they're like, fuck you. No.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's always the cheaper ones where they're like, yeah, we'll refund this one. And I'm like, yeah, that one wasn't a big deal. You're going to make me pay the $100-something for this app I'm never going to use again?
Yeah. And it's always an annual one.
Yeah.
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 It's never on a monthly charge. It's like the whole year.
And you're never going to use it again. So now that thing is just going to fester. You're going to look at it and with such ire on that app. And you're like, I can't delete it because I paid for it.
Yep.
Even though I'm not going to use it, I'm not going to delete it. I'm just going to stare at this and it's going to fuel my hate fire for the rest of the fucking year.
Every day.
You know what makes me think about that? The Microsoft Office subscription.
Yeah.
Remember when we didn't have to fucking pay for Microsoft Word?
I mean, it was just part of Microsoft.
It was just part of, yeah.
Yeah, well, we used to buy it. Like, you'd get the new versions every year, but you would buy it once a year.
Right.
When the new software came out, and you would just go to the store, and it was on a CD.
You didn't even really have to get it every year. You only had to get it, like, every 2 to 5 years.
My mother got it every year.
I'm saying they suggested that, but you could get by if you didn't get it every year, is what I meant.
Oh, yeah, until the computer was like, no, you need to upgrade.
And they still have all the versions on there, too, now. Who the fuck is using the 93 to 97 Microsoft? Because sometimes you go in there and you have to save it as the 93 to 97 to upload it to somewhere else. What the fuck are you doing? What kind of old ancient bullshit are you typing on at home that you require a computer that is, what, 20 plus years now?
I think that's all of the for all the subscriptions, that's the department you have to contact for cancellation.
True.
Please fax us.
You've got this little, the old woman. She's like, it's still good. It still works. They made things so good in my day.
Remember there was like a typewriter getting stuck.
Bitch, that computer takes up your whole living room.
That's the old woman that's at Honey Farms that's paying with change because she has exact change.
Oh, no.
Counting her pennies.
Hold on, honey. I got the exact change.
That's going to be us in a few years.
I will give you the dollar, bitch. Stop.
Just get the fuck out of my way.
If that is me, pull out my legs out from under me, please.
If you pull out another fucking penny, I am going to slap the shit out of you. Stop. Get out. I'm going to slap you so you don't have wrinkles anymore.
Oh, were you guys, one of you guys the ones that sent the video of the guy paying his fine in all pennies?
See, that's petty shit. That's cool. That's okay.
That's petty.
I don't have to count it. They have machines.
I didn't see that. That was a real.
He brought like a suitcase full of pennies. I think it was pennies. And he just kept dumping them there. And they refused to take them. They're like, they have to be rolled. And he's like, so I could bring them in rolled. And there would be, you'd have to unroll them to count them to make sure that I gave you the right amount. But you can't take them unrolled. I'm leaving them here. You better take this as my payment for my fine.
I like that. That's
I'll
a
bring
good
them in rolled. Let me throw the fucking bag across the floor. See how many roll. Math.
That's a great way to be petty, though. I love that.
I think it was like $1,000, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of pennies.
That's awesome.
Because it was like a mountain of pennies.
That's petty.
He was pissed.
I mean, you do that too. Like when you go to pay your taxes, I do this. I hold out into the last fucking day.
That's what I did this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like you have the money to do it, but the last fucking day.
You're not getting it before you need it.
Exactly. And they don't need it.
You know what's funny is they're so quick too to withdraw the money. They processed that for me faster than they process my return.
Yeah. Well, that's just like when you buy something at a store and I know because I've worked for so many retailers. I get it. It's just how the banks process stuff. But like they take your money so quickly and then 3 to 5 business days, 7 to 10 business days for your return to hit your bank account. And it's like something is wrong with this.
Yep.
Well, Trump and his baby hands need it for his self-tanner. So, yeah. Have you seen his hands?
I have not.
They are fucking tiny.
I don't want to see them.
They are tiny like his pecker. I'm just saying. Just saying. They are so small. He needs to, that's why he wants to grab everything. Everything looks massive in his tiny hand. Touch his tiny bean, so that's why he thinks it's so big.
Oh my God.
Things make sense now. Sorry.
Dawn is broke over Marblehead.
Yeah. Tiny, tiny hand. Can you imagine how long it takes for him to put that self-tanner on? Because you know no one wants to touch him. He does. He shits himself.
Regularly.
Yeah, he wears a diaper. And he's over there. Can you imagine? No one wants to slather you with self-tanner when you can't even fucking wipe your own ass.
He wears a diaper because he shits himself. He falls asleep everywhere, including the Pope's funeral.
Yep.
But, and listen, I don't think that Joe Biden was the greatest president on the face of the earth or anything, but, like, you guys need to stop with the talking shit when this man is...
He looks like he ate the Grimace. That's how he's shaped.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a melting circus peanut.
Oh, that was graphic.
That's awful. Yeah, those were awful candies, too.
You talk about awful candies, Peeps.
Oh, Peeps are so gross.
Disgusting. They don't even, like, what, they burn when you light them on fire? That's something you should
do. They do. That's just like American cheese.
What about the McDonald's burger thing you sent with the liquid metal?
I didn't send that. My mother
sent that. Oh, that was, yeah, that was my mom that sent that. And, yeah, I told her, I said, I saw that. How disgusting is that? You can light a McDonald's burger on fire and it still looks exactly the same.
That's insane.
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
Everyone tune in. He's going live.
Yeah, with baby hands. I am so glad my hands are bigger than that, man. Just saying. Sorry, I'm stuck on that. Are his feet tiny too?
We are so off topic right now.
Maybe there's a subscription for tiny feet.
He probably does have an OnlyFans account.
No, I would. Nope. That's where I draw the line here. No fucking way.
Can you imagine how that looks? It looks like mashed potatoes.
Ugh.
Mashed potatoes, tan mashed potatoes.
You're talking about tiny hands. It makes me think of Scary Movie when he throws his tiny hand in the mashed potatoes. A little pixie.
My strong hand.
Oh my God, we saw the guy that looked like him the other day.
One Lester.
Yeah. We did see someone that looked like him the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, he was walking.
Did he have a tiny hand?
No, but I said to Peter, I was like, I feel like he's going to look at us and say, take my strong hand.
He was walking down the road and he's one of those people that doesn't want to shave off their hair when there's not much left.
So he probably should shave off his hair.
Yeah, he had like Gollum hair.
What's there is long.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he looked like Gollum, although Gollum had more hair.
Wait, does he live in your town?
No, he lives in the next town over, I would assume, unless he's...
We think. We're not sure.
He looks like he lives in a hobbit hole.
Yeah.
Not a hobbit hole, a cave, under a bridge. All of the things where you need to pay a toll or a subscription for. I don't know how... Yeah, I'm sorry. That hair, it's really got me. It's like fucking 5 pieces of dental floss. And it just blows in the breeze. You can see it. You can see that he has hair, but I just want to rip it off.
Oh, my God.
He's patchy.
Just want to walk up to him with the clippers and just...
Yeah. Well, you don't even need it.
Need it.
You look at it the wrong way. It's coming off. The top of his fucking head is shiny, though. It's shiny. He has, like, shined dildo head on the top. You know those bald people that, like, glisten? Yeah. He has that. And then he has, like, the little scragglies around. You know how, like, they call it a bird's nest? Where it just goes around the side of the head? It doesn't even go around the side. It looks like the birds attacked this nest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I saw a reel on Instagram today. And it was two guys with two different haircuts on a bus. One was, like, the bird's nest, like you said. And then 3 rows behind him was a guy with a man bun. And it says, look, the two go together to make one.
Oh, my God. Some people. You look like you're pondering over there, Sean.
Me? No.
You don't want to comment about your strong hand?
I feel like that was all I had to say. I was kind of just taken aback by seeing someone that looked so much like that character. Well, combination of that character and Gollum.
We should take pictures of him next time we see him because he's always walking.
Oh, my God.
And put him on OnlyFans and see how much money we get. Somebody's into that kind of fetish. Can you imagine?
Oh, wait. You have to get a subscription for that.
Yes. Make a subscription for that so you can twirl his one hair.
I can't.
His one hair. Can you imagine, like, when he's having sexy time with whoever he does? And they're like, oh, your hair is so long and luscious, and wrapping it around their finger, and then it just falls off.
Oh. Its skin comes out the scalp.
Yeah, it's like, remember The Faculty? The movie The Faculty?
Oh, yeah.
And they were in the closet, and the old lady had died because she couldn't, like, handle the parasite.
Yes.
And then she touches her, and, like, her hair falls off.
That's exactly what I thought of.
Part of her scalp. Yeah. Oh, your sexy hair.
Oh. Oh, no.
Anyway. Let's find a subscription for that. Is there one for three fucking hair, dude? I don't know.
Oh, I have a subscription that you guys are going to talk shit about.
Oh, boy.
I have a subscription for protein cereal. Of course I do, right?
No. Just no.
I love it.
It is good cereal, but I hate how it, like, sticks to your teeth when you chew.
Yes, that is annoying.
Yeah.
But it's... I feel like a child when I'm eating it, and it's wonderful. Yeah. So I'll pay the $46 a month for it.
It does taste a lot like the cereals from, like, our childhood.
I got cinnamon roll recently, and that one tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's fantastic.
I'd rather eat the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, if we're being honest.
Listen, I'm a gym rat. You know this.
Yeah, I used to be, and then I found Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Trust me, I'd rather eat the Cinnamon Toast Crunch too, but...
It's not even my favorite cereal. What's your favorite cereal? I know it's random, but...
Me? No, I haven't thought about that in a while. Oh, I don't know. I go back and forth between, like, Apple Jacks and Fruity Pebbles, maybe.
Yeah, I like peanut butter, like the peanut butter Captain Crunch.
I like the regular Captain Crunch. I don't care that it's, like, chewing shards of glass and tearing up the roof of my mouth.
It's like Doritos.
So good. Oh, yeah.
Doritos used to be so sharp before.
I'm going to sound like such an old person right now, but I also really like Raisin Bran and Special K.
Raisin Bran is really good, though. I like that, too.
It's really good.
Special K, I wonder why you like that so much.
Not that Special K.
There's a subscription for that now.
The strawberry Special K is really good.
Yes.
See? I'm old too.
The berries and yogurt or something. Like,
yes, that one is amazing.
Well, this one's not like a subscription, but it still does piss me off. I mean, it is, because you have to do it annually. Sean has the medical marijuana card, and it's just that. It's medical. Why the fuck do you have to renew it every year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to change.
Yeah, you're not going to wake up one day and be like, oh, I don't need this anymore.
Especially when you, like, you put in the medical condition that qualifies you for it, and it should be known that the condition doesn't go away. So, like, why does this need to be? My condition hasn't gone away. Why would I need to renew? I don't know.
You need to renew your disease.
It's just a money grab.
Yeah. Right. That's how I feel about my asthma medication. I have to go to a doctor and see the doctor, or wait. Zoom call the doctor so that they can write me a new prescription when she can't even check through the phone how my breathing is.
Breathe on the screen. I'll judge.
Hold on. Let me hold the stethoscope up to the screen.
Put it on your chest. Put the laptop on your chest.
Now take deep breaths.
Oh, my God. We're going to hell.
Well, on that topic, let's talk about a subscription that's an absolute scam. Medical insurance.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean, after Mangione, I don't know that we should talk about this. But we're gonna.
I mean, all the more reason.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like car insurance, to be honest. You pay for it and hope that you never have to use it. But even when you go to use it, they make you get, like, a prior authorization so that you can use it, even though you need that medication.
Yeah, they don't want to cover anything. And they'll say in their, like, what are the plan summaries called?
The explanation of benefits.
Yeah.
EOBs, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll say that, like, it's covered, and then all of a sudden you go get that done, and they say, on second thought. we're not going to cover it for you because X, Y, Z.
Oh, yeah, because the diagnosis codes don't match up or whatever. Because
your peen hangs a little to the left. It's a little curved that way. So you don't qualify for this medication. We're not covering that. You need to fix that shit.
It's not a medical necessity.
It's like when I got, a few years ago, I got dental insurance because I didn't have
teeth. No, I'm just kidding.
Teeth. I wanted to keep my teeth.
He wants to keep the teeth he has, okay?
I didn't have good coverage at the time, so I couldn't get my... I had an issue with one of my teeth. I couldn't get it fixed, and I took out dental insurance, waited for it to become active, went and got the tooth checked and fixed. And then all of a sudden, after the dentist had reached out to the insurance to ask if they'd cover it, and they said yes, suddenly I hadn't been on the insurance long enough to qualify for that to be covered. So I'm like, so I was supposed to sit there for 6 months with an infected tooth and just hope for the best. Yeah. Until I was covered.
It comes in.
Maybe you would have died. Damn it.
Would have been cheaper.
He comes in. His whole face is like swollen, hanging down. I'm so glad I could come and see you today.
He looks like Shrek.
Looks like Grendel from friggin' Beowulf.
Oh, it's awful.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. That is another subscription. Essentially.
I mean, it was so ridiculous because we lost the health insurance through my job because I had a reduction in hours just because the company wasn't doing so hot. And then we had to go on another, we had to go through the connector through Massachusetts, the state, to get insurance. And now we have to pay $1,268 out of pocket per month because we wanted the insurance that would cover his medication. And lo and behold, the prior auth went through and it was denied because they basically said that he doesn't need it. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm like, kind of does though. So it's just, it is. It's a scam. You shouldn't be paying for it. Like, we should have socialized medicine.
I agree. Absolutely.
And baby hands needs to understand that. Because his insurance is paid by the American taxpayer. What the fuck is he going to do to get his little peen checked every year when he doesn't have the American taxpayer who can't afford to pay their taxes?
Let's be honest. No doctor is checking him and signing off that he has a clean bill of health because that man is delirious.
There's nothing clean about that.
No, especially not his ass.
Yeah, diapers. Dirty nappies.
Have you seen the picture of him from when he was golfing? I think it was like Easter weekend or something. He had the whole shitty ass thing going on.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
The runs.
I was saying that to somebody. I was like, I don't know if it's real because, like, obviously with everything, but from when I was talking to them, they said they heard that it was a real picture. So
So he was just shitting himself on the golf course.
Shitty ass man.
Wasn't it him who had like the presidential dinner or something where he had a shit ton of McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That was him.
Oh, yeah. Because during his campaign, he was working, quote unquote, working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I can't.
He couldn't even hold the cup.
No.
The funniest part about that is that it was so staged. People went up to the McDonald's and took pictures of the door where it said that they were closed because the president was shooting a publicity whatever thing there.
It's ridiculous.
It makes sense now why he likes Big Macs so much. They look huge in his hands. I'd be stuck on this forever.
Somehow we get back to the tiny hands.
No wonder he thinks everything he does is like so amazing because he's looking at it in his tiny hands. He's like, this is the biggest thing that everyone has ever seen.
It's the biggest pen. It's the best pen.
This is the best executive order anyone has ever written.
Because it's massive.
He doesn't even know what it fucking says.
Definitely didn't write it.
Quick, give it to me so I could just sign it.
While we're on him, can we talk about let's get into some news that made us spiral since it's something that our listeners have been asking for us regularly. Can we talk about what he said about the Constitution. He was asked if he needed to uphold the Constitution, and he said, I don't know.
You literally take that in your presidential oath.
Oath when you become the president of the United States.
He said, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, my God.
I have some really great lawyers that work for me. Well, sir, in your job, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to know. Maybe you should give it to somebody else then.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. Maybe he slept through his inauguration.
Probably.
Pope's funeral, slept through his inauguration.
He was sleeping when he was signing orders.
It's probably AI taking the oath.
It's just the pen.
What about
he wants the pen.
What about the fucking picture of him as the Pope?
Don't even get me started.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, my God.
Like, talk about tone deaf. Deaf, whatever. I wished I was blind so I didn't have to fucking see it. But it's really bad. He doesn't even look good. He looks like a Cheeto in the Pope's freaking outfit.
That's an insult to Cheetos.
I like Cheetos.
I've seen a really great rendition of it where it's that picture that he used for that, and he's all in poop, and it says the Poop instead of the Pope.
Oh, my God.
Been a lot of news going on lately. One thing in particular, and I know it's going to be a little bit serious, so I'm sorry. But our community is under attack again. Like, the trans people in the army, the Supreme Court just made it official for Trump to be able to ban trans military.
Yeah, I saw that.
They need to leave trans people alone. They are not bothering anybody. And all of these things, all these arguments that they're throwing out there against them are completely fabricated. It's ridiculous. These people are just trying to exist. They don't want anything else from anybody other than to be able to live their lives. And people are treating them like they've done something horrible to them personally.
It's not right. It's not right.
The whole thing where they want you to use the bathroom of the gender that you were at birth is so fucking asinine. Do you know how uncomfortable it is for me to use the bathroom with other guys around? Let alone if they talk to you when you're at the urinal.
Oh, like, don't do that, please.
It's ridiculous.
I heard that happens more often than not.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Straight men love to do it. I don't know why.
Love to talk to you. How's it going today? I'm going to move two down. I don't care that I'm still peeing. I'll get the wall wet. Does not matter. Do not talk to me. It's so unnerving.
Well, that's like women in the women's bathroom. They like to talk through the stalls.
Oh, no.
I don't like to do that, in particularly, especially, it happens to me at work all the time.
They ask you for stuff?
Well, no.
No, they'll be talking to each other and they'll have a question. Oh, we should ask Carissa. Oh, I think she just went in the stall. So they're asking me through the stall.
What?
Yeah. So I just try to refrain from using the locker room bathroom.
You change your shoes every day for work so that they don't know which shoes are yours?
I should, but I mean, I wear the same shoes every day because these are comfortable.
You're going to have to wear heels to go to the bathroom.
They'll never know.
Exactly.
When I was in hair school, the girls, there was like no boys there. There was only a couple of us. The girls would typically, if they had to poop, they'd go into the men's room to use the bathroom. And they would always get like freaked out. They would make sure they knew everybody's shoes because they didn't want to be in there going to the bathroom if one of the boys walked in.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
The last thing I want is for somebody to talk to me while I'm blowing ass. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I am trying. Now I have to like hold it because I don't want you to hear. You already know it's me. I don't want to take a shit next to you. And then you have a conversation with me about what I'm going to be doing on Friday. None of your fucking business. Go away. This shit just now became repressed and I don't like it. I'm very uncomfortable.
Well, the other thing that happens to me that's extremely uncomfortable is the double takes because I have a short haircut.
Are you supposed to be in this bathroom?
Yeah.
Based on what you conservatives would like, I should be in here.
Why does it matter?
Just pull your pants.
Why does it matter?
Next time they do that, just
pull your pits out.
I think so.
What do you think of these?
Yes. Somebody actually, this happened to me recently, and this was at, I don't remember what store I was at. It might have been Walmart or something. And somebody, I was coming out of the women's bathroom, and the person coming in looked at me, walked, continued walking, turned around, looked at me again, and said, "Is this the women's room?" And I said, "Uh-huh."
Next time, turn around and say, "You want to see my areolas?"
Should.
I hate when people like do shit like that. Just make them feel uncomfortable.
You know something?
Just make them uncomfortable.
We're just trying to use the fucking bathroom. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares who's in the fucking bathroom with you?
I'm not going in there to see what you're doing. I'm going in there because I need to relieve myself.
Right. It seems more sick that you're worried about what the other person's doing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Than just focusing on you going to the bathroom.
If your mind is going there, what are you thinking about?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Seems like a guilty conscience to me.
Right.
Leave trans people alone. Moral of the story.
Yes.
Yes.
All they want to do is live.
I have a couple crazy news stories for you guys if you'd like to hear. Not the whole story, but like the headline.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Eight-year-old orders 1,000 lollipops via mom's phone in Lexington, Kentucky.
See? That's the perfect example of subscription.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is double click to do the Apple Pay and have mom's face ID.
$1,000.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like a steal for 70,000 lollipops.
He's going to have a lifetime of lollipops.
He was getting them as prizes for a pretend carnival with his friends.
That child deserves a whooping. Just say <it. laughs> pretend carnival. Pretend with the lollipop, asshole.
I know I said I wasn't going to read the whole story, and I'm not, but, like, Amazon delivered 22 cases to the house before the mother realized that he made the purchase.
Oh, my God.
What kind of fucking money do you have that you're not worried about 22 boxes arriving?
And what were you thinking was ordered?
Toilet paper. She's hoarding for the next lockdown.
The next pandemic.
That was the worst.
I don't understand why people were hoarding toilet paper.
Because everybody was blowing ass at home.
I know, but all day. Still, I mean, that wasn't going to run out.
It did.
Well, yeah, but go outside and start using the leaves. I mean, I don't know.
We drove around the city for like an hour and a half looking for toilet paper that day.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, we got a bidet shortly after. A bidet attachment. I want to be perfectly clear. We do not have bidet money.
No, no.
Yeah.
This is an interesting story. Postal worker stops deliveries for vodka party.
No.
I mean, the location makes sense. Melbourne, Florida.
I mean, why did they stop it?
33-year-old mail carrier was arrested for DUI after allegedly drinking vodka at a house party while on her delivery route, then driving her postal truck the wrong way down a street.
I like her.
I'm not surprised.
Her friend.
When I was a pizza delivery driver, I would deliver pizza, obviously, to parties, and people were smoking and drinking constantly. And I can't tell you how many people invited me in. They're like, "Just come back when your shift's over, dude." I'm like, "No, we'll share the pizzas." "Nope, I'm good."
The way you smell, those pizzas are going to be gone before I come back.
Right.
Weirdos.
There was one time I delivered to a hotel room. It was the Econolodge. First of all, that's a sketchy hotel as it is.
Yeah, hookups.
And I went to the door to deliver the pizza, and the guy answered the door smoking a fat blunt.
Oh.
And he's like, "You want to hit this shit before you head out?" I'm like, "I don't even fucking know you." No, I don't want to hit that.
No, I want to hit you.
And I'm working. What the hell?
I want to hit you before I leave.
People like delivery people, just saying.
Well, if you're that fucking high, you're going to like the person that's bringing you food for your munchies.
That's true.
Very true.
Insane. Didn't you have a friend that like beat the shit out of a delivery person at their own door?
She was not a friend. She was an acquaintance that I went to high school with. And yes, she beat the shit out of the Chinese food delivery man and stole the money and the food.
Oh, my God.
And then she got arrested shortly after.
Wonder why. I was at her front door.
Yeah, I don't know why you're stupid enough to do something like that.
Who commits a crime right there?
You know, when I went to UMass Amherst, people used to rob the Domino's guy all the time, and that used to piss me off.
That's fucked up. That's fucked. Guy just wants to bring you some pizzas.
Right. He's just doing his job.
I can't. But they must have. Like, you went to a pretty rowdy freaking school, but I don't think any of your friends would do that.
No, none of my friends did that. The delivery guys were God to us.
Yes.
You remember the night we got the 4 pounds of chicken?
Oh, my God. 4 pounds of chicken.
My friend did the dance, the 4 pounds of chicken dance.
Yes.
He was singing and doing the thunderclap. He was singing 4 pounds of chicken.
Oh, my God.
That was so good.
We were so wasted. It was so good. UMass Amherst. UMass Amherst is wild. Wild parties.
I mean, now they have a subscription, I think, that particular chicken place.
Oh, for wings?
Yeah. We don't want to give them any friggin' promotion. You want to sponsor us, wings? But,
you know where to find us.
I'm pretty sure they have a subscription now.
Because you can get rewards and stuff. Yeah.
They have subscriptions to everything these days. You can get subscriptions to cheese.
Yum.
What?
I mean,
says the lactose intolerant guy.
Yeah.
I will tolerate that lactose for a while.
I used to have a subscription to wine. That was amazing. I loved that.
Oh, my God. During COVID, you had the wine box coming all the time.
I had one coming every week.
That was bad.
Wait, I have a question. Did you forget about that subscription or did you just not care?
Oh, no. I signed up with like under 4 different emails because I needed more wine.
They give you a discount on your first box.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's great.
So I made like 4 accounts. And
it's funny they didn't catch on because the address was the same.
Yeah. There could have been like 8 different people living in the house. I mean.
That was the best, though. Like I hate when you get carded. I don't like getting carded. I understand it's your job. But right after COVID, like the lockdown started to ease. And you would go out to all of the bars and stuff and no one carded you because they needed the fucking money. So they're I don't care that you're underage.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. And that was everywhere. And I think they did that for some places still don't card.
There are places that don't card, but.
Either that or we just got old and that's why they don't
card. Well, that's the other thing, too.
I mean, you started to look your age.
Fuck you.
I still have to show my ID when I go to the gay club. But I guess that's because I look like a 12-year-old boy.
And on that note, all right, friends, that's our deep dive into the subscription spiral, the endless money pit that somehow just keeps getting deeper. If you're anything like us, you're probably staring at your bank account, wondering how you're paying for 6 streaming services, 3 fitness apps, and a subscription to the newsletter you forgot. But hey, at least we're in this chaotic, overpriced club together, right? Don't forget to follow and subscribe. We're everywhere. We'd love to hear from you. Anybody else got anything you want to add?
Yes, we do have. We are starting a mini series, and we will be releasing our first mini episode coming up in the next few days or so. There's going to be different segments, so we will definitely be putting out some social media posts to let you know when that's coming up. Also, Peter is going to be hosting an advice column for his mini series. So we want to hear from you listeners. Please send us DMs. If you know us, text us, call us. We want to hear what kind of quarrels are going on in your life so Peter can provide you with some tough love.
Oh, boy.
And maybe a few laughs.
Absolutely. And remember, find us on our socials so that you can follow along with all of the chaos. Just look up Apocalypse and Avocados. We're on all major socials. And our picture is pretty much the same across everywhere. So look for us, follow, tell your friends, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, and just one more thing to add. We are now on YouTube. If you get your podcast there, shortly we will be releasing video episodes, shorts, coming soon. And also, in celebration of Pride Month coming up, you can start catching us at some Pride events if you want to meet us, take pictures. Ask questions, just hang out, have a drink. We're going to be there.
Definitely. Come out and say hi.
Come work out with me.
Well, this has been Apocalypse and Avocados. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.